Let me begin by asking, Jess, I mean, with everything that's going on, how did you decide what to put on the cover?
I pretty much flipped the coin. It's Halloween season, it's election season, it's Ren Faire season. What the heck are you going to do? But we finally decided that the Ren Faire is such an unusual occurrence for this year, that their 49th year, they're having to go virtual. It is a fundraiser. The Ren Faire is their biggest fundraiser of the year for the Dunyan Arts Council. So we put a picture of one of the big things that they're auctioning off in their online auction. It's actually a car that's been custom painted by a local artist. So that's on the cover. But don't worry, we have a Halloween story on page 13, and that was not by accident. I put it on page 13 because it was Halloween. And we've got elections coverage on pages 15 through 21. So it's all in there, but we could only pick one for the cover.
And changes are happening in New Mexico politics. Some of the more conservative, long-term Democrat members of the legislature are leaving. And you have a story with Mary Kay Papin being one of them.
Yeah, Mary Kay, Senator Papin served 20 years in the legislature. She was a big advocate for mental health issues in southern New Mexico, well, across New Mexico, really. But she was a mover and a shaker, and she's still going to be. It's just going to be some changes. She'll be less in the political realm. But we got her to look back on her accomplishments and her take about the current political climate. And that story is on page 11. She's just a remarkable woman with keen insight and a really sharp memory. And we think our readers will appreciate what she has to say.
When you were talking about the Ren Faire, I was thinking about how odd it will be to have Young Park empty this weekend.
Yeah, it's. I made it a point to go every year, and of course this year, because of COVID-19, they can't hold an in-person gathering out in Young Park. So what they've decided to do is online ways to participate in the fair. There are auctions and programs and fun just a few mouse clicks and URLs away. That's easy for me to say. As the Dunyan Arts Council does its best to make the best of a bad situation, and be on alert, plans for the 50th Ren Faire are already in the works. You can check out the cover of our Arts and Entertainment section for all the details about how you can participate this year.
And let's move on to some new art in town.
The mural's been completed at Via Cafe on Valley Drive, but bulletin publisher Richard Coltharp snagged a photo of the painting process while it was underway with the artists on site. You can see the finished product on the northeast corner of Valley and Avenida de Mesilla, but you'll only see the artistic process on page 34 of this week's bulletin.
And a really heartwarming story for the Pets and People page this week.
Yeah, I got an email from a woman named Deborah Scott, and she said that she saw something on one of these neighborhood email listings or listservs, I guess, and it was about an abandoned dog somewhere out on the East Mesa. She didn't have a whole lot of information to go on. She spent 4 days driving around the East Mesa 3 or 4 times a day until she found this little animal. And the matting on this dog's hair was so bad that she couldn't even tell what gender it was until she got it home and was able to cut away some of the mats. And then she and her husband decided, you know, this dog's been through enough. We're not going to foster her. We're going to keep her. So we've got Sadie's story. Her name is now Sadie, and she went from starving, matted, and flea-bitten to coddled, groomed, and loved. And that's it's really a good story. I was really happy to write that one.
It's the best we could all hope for, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There's so much going on, as we kind of started the segment by mentioning how much there was going on, that one of the things that might get lost in all of the other headlines is the fact that open enrollment is underway for healthcare in New Mexico.
Absolutely. The Be Well New Mexico is the state's, I don't know what, it's not a provider, but it's more of a place to go to get the open enrollment.
The exchange, I think they call it.
The exchange. Well, in any case, Be Well New Mexico's open enrollment period is underway for coverage that begins January 1st. There are two virtual opportunities for Las Cruces residents to learn about their options as well as the costs and the enrollment process. All of that is in a story on the cover of our well-being section, and that's on page 45 of the paper, so check that out. And of course, that's all just a sampling. There's so much more. The paper's 72 pages this week. If you just can't wait until Friday, you can access the digital bulletin at lascrucesbulletin.com. You can also check us out on social media, and don't forget to vote in the bulletin's best contest. That voting ends October 31st, so these are the final days for you to chime in about your favorite people and places in and around Las Cruces.
All right, Jess, happy Halloween. Thank you so much for your time.
You betcha, Casey. Take care.